News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. He deserves all the credit. He would be Rob Center, our fabulous producer. He makes all the pieces come together. All I do is sit here and yak, yak, yak. But he makes sure that you can listen to it now, and he makes sure that you can listen to it later. So we appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, movie Mike McGranahan, as he is known, professional movie critic. He is a women in cinema advocate. His website is aisleseat.com. He's a staff writer for Ranker, and this is very important for our conversation today. He is a voting official member of the Critics' Choice Association. So when you hear about the Critics' Choice Awards, or you're wondering what the Critics' Choices are saying about different things, you would like to turn to the Critics' Choice Association. Movie Mike is one of them. So good morning, Mike. Thanks for calling in today. Good morning.
Good morning.
I do appreciate that. We always start out with a movie review. So I saw the trailer for Judas and the Black Messiah, and I'm wondering, okay, what just happened there? You tell us your view on Judas and the Black Messiah.
Judas and the Black Messiah stars Get Out's Daniel Kaluuya as Fred Hampton, the chairman of the Illinois Black Panther Party during the late 1960s. He's on track to become the next major civil rights leader, and J. Edgar Hoover wants to prevent that from happening. The FBI therefore drafts car thief William O'Neill, played by Lakeith Stanfield, to get close to Hampton and report back on any activity the Panthers may be planning. Drama comes when O'Neill gradually begins to admire what Hampton is doing. If he doesn't cooperate with the feds, he'll go to jail, but if the Panthers find out he's there to be a rat, jail will seem like a trip to Club Med. Judas and the Black Messiah works so well because of the superb performances. Daniel Kaluuya is electrifying in his role, making us understand why the man he's playing had such influence in the community. Lakeith Stanfield is also good. Through his work, we feel the pressure-filled situation his character finds himself in. This is a fascinating, true story filled with period detail that makes the era come alive. Provocative and with more than a little modern-day relevance, Judas and the Black Messiah gives Fred Hampton his due in riveting fashion. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 Huey P. Newtons.
All right, 3.5. All right, so and this just a fabulous story and well acted. They just kind of glued it all together in a timely fashion?
Absolutely. I think when you're looking at movies about civil rights leaders, of course, the movie Selma from a couple years ago was kind of the definitive movie about Martin Luther King and the March Through Birmingham. And in the early 90s, Spike Lee made Malcolm X, which is the definitive film about him. And this movie is not quite on that level, but it's close enough that it deserves to stand beside them. And I think it tells Fred Hampton's story, which I really did not know, in a very interesting way and a very poignant and relevant way.
So as we're having conversations about race in the U.S. and perhaps people who are white are saying, I really want to understand, I want to know, you know, maybe there's a lot I don't know. These are films that are important to see. We know there's books that are important to read and people that are important to talk to, but these are films. This is going to be one of the films that's important to see?
I think so. And what this also has in common with Malcolm X and Selma is that it's informative, it's enlightening, but not at the expense of entertainment. These are all still very engaging dramas, and they pull you in. And that's definitely true of this movie. I got sucked right into the story, couldn't wait to find out what was going to happen. And just really, really well done. So, yeah, I think it's an important movie and will probably stand the test of time as an important movie.
A lot of people don't want to have race crammed down their throat as well. And I think you just alluded to maybe the answer to this question is that this is just plain a good movie, also a good story, good biography.
Right. It's a great story about a guy who's trying to do something for the community. What Fred Hampton wants to do is to bring all of the different black groups together to do things for the black community that he feels is being ignored by the white establishment and the government. And then on the other hand, you have the story of this guy who is going to go to jail unless he goes and gets close and rats on the Black Panthers. And so he gets himself in a lose-lose situation when he's trying to get out, aside from the reality of it.
Judas and the Black Messiah, 3.5.
Huey P. Newton's
Huey P.
the Black Panther Party.
Yes, of course. All right. There's a Critics' Choice. Give us your overview.
Big winner this year was Netflix's Mank, which, directed by David Fincher, earned 12 nominations. Now, our Best Picture, we're a little different than some of the other awards in that we have 10 Best Picture nominees, but they're The Five Bloods, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and Mank, all three of those from Netflix, Minari, News of the World, the recent Tom Hanks movie, Nomadland, One Night in Miami, which is from Amazon, A Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, which is also from Amazon, and The Trial of the Chicago 7, which is from Netflix. So as you can see in there, the streaming services, Netflix and Amazon, really have stepped up their game, and they were big, big winners this year, the streaming services.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about Mank and some of the other ones we might not have heard of. I listen to you all the time, and I know 1% about the entertainment industry. So tell us about Mank and some of the other maybe surprise nominations or movies we haven't heard too much about.
Yeah, Mank, again, directed by David Fincher, the guy who made Seven and Fight Club. And it's an examination of co-writer Herman Mankiewicz, who co-wrote Citizen Kane. And this movie stars Gary Oldman and Amanda Seyfried, both of whom got acting nominations. So that's on Netflix now. Interesting movie, you know, not my favorite of the bunch, but still worth seeing. The other one that I am really pulling for is Nomadland, which only had a very limited qualifying run last year. It was number 2 on my list of the 10 best films, and next Friday it's coming to theaters and Hulu, and that's the one with Frances McDormand, where she plays a woman who just, she's itinerant, she just drives around the country in a van taking seasonal work and falling in with this community of other nomads. So that's a good one to see. And One Night in Miami, which you can stream right now on Amazon Prime, hasn't gotten a whole lot of attention, but this is the directorial debut of actress Regina King, who won an Oscar a couple years ago for If Beale Street Could Talk. And it's based on a true story. It's about Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown, and Sam Cooke, and how they got together in a hotel room in Miami in the 60s, right before each of them was on the verge of a breakthrough in their career. And that's a really, really terrific film, and another one that kind of addresses issues of race in America. So those two in particular I would encourage people to seek out.
And where can we learn more about this? CriticsChoice.com, of course, is there.
Yep.
Aisleseat.com, you have some words there about this?
I have reviews of most of these movies posted there, so if you want to learn more about them, you can go there and read my reviews.
All right.
And for the full list of nominations, all the acting categories and things, go to CriticsChoice.com.
All right. Well, so we use your top 10 list as a go-to film recommendation at our house, and so we can use these 10 best film nominations as the next individuals on the list. There is some crossover there, but some new ones there. So we'll add those to the list. Okay. So what else is cooking? Gina Carano fired. How bad were these tweets?
They were pretty bad. Gina Carano has been dropped from The Mandalorian, which is without a doubt one of the hottest TV shows right now. That's on Disney Plus, and it's a Star Wars spinoff. And that comes after the actress posted comments that the producers of The Mandalorian considered abhorrent on her social media. Now, she's had a history of posting some things that have been a little bit controversial, some baseless conspiracy theories and lies about voter fraud and things like that. But this week she compared being a conservative in America to being a Jew in Nazi Germany. And obviously there's a very large difference between the two. And Lucasfilm decided that that was just a step too far, and so now they fired her. And she was set to get her own spin-off show on Disney Plus. It was just going to be centered around her character, and that's been scrapped too. So this is a case of how you commit career suicide pretty quickly.
All right. So, Gina Carano, a former MMA fighter, right? Now an actress.
Yes.
And she's, I wouldn't necessarily say up and coming, but certainly being popular and in a popular series. So that always helps.
Right.
Something I can look forward to, another action film with Brad Pitt. So thank heaven for that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, believe it or not, Sandra Bullock and Brad Pitt have never made a movie together, but that's about to change. They have both signed on to Sony Pictures' action thriller Bullet Train, and this will also star Lady Gaga. So details of Bullock's role in the film are currently unknown, But we do know that these two major stars are going to be making a movie together.
All right, and the Oscars are coming back, so that's good news, right?
Yes, the Oscars will be having an in-person ceremony this year. However, what they're going to do is they're going to potentially have it in different locations to keep people spread out. So rather than doing it virtually with stars on Zoom from their homes, they're still going to go somewhere, and there will be a live show with surprise winners, but it just won't take place in the one theater as it normally does.
All right, so we'll look for that. And people that are gathered together, I heard there's going to be a lot of testing, that overnight testing, to make sure that those people that are gathered at the locations are COVID-free. So they're going to do that as much as they can. Thank you so much, Movie Mike. Great information, great recommendations. Now it's going to make the weekend selections a little bit easier. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. Talked about the Critics' Choice nominations. Well, he is a member of the Critics' Choice Association.